This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Thursday, January 9th. God's word for you today is true friend. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, and it says, a true friend loves regardless of the situation, through all kinds of weather, and a real brother exists to share the tough times. Families stick together in all kinds of trouble. As we highlighted in yesterday's devotional, a confidant is the type of friend and brother described in this scripture. Confidants exist because of you. You want to marry your confidant. That is the person you want to marry, not your conspirator. Sadly, some people marry people that become conspirators. Very painful. Your constituent is not the person you want to marry. Do not marry your comrade. Marry your confidant. Someone who sometimes looks at you and thinks you are crazy. However, he or she is determined to stick with you. Your confidant may not understand you, but they are for you. I pray in the name of Jesus that the God of heaven will bless everyone who is a confidant in your life. Your confidants are for you, not against you. Conspirators. Confidants are not for what you are for. Constituents. They are not against what you are against. Comrades. They are for you. You can describe your confidants as your person. This is where the circle gets very small. The circle of constituents can be big. The circle of the conspirators, depending on the season of life, can sometimes be very big. The circle of the comrades is mostly smaller than that of the constituents, but the circle of the confidant is actually small, so don't get it twisted. We often bring neighbors, people who are just constituents, into places that only confidants, family, should have access to. Remember, Elisha said to the widow, borrow from your friends, comrades, and your neighbors, constituents. Don't borrow from your enemies, conspirators, because they will come after your children. Only borrow from your constituents and your comrades, but go into your room with your sons. 2 Kings chapter 4, 3 to 4, paraphrased. Please read. And this is so huge. Yes, you borrowed from your neighbors and your friends, but you are not to go in with them. Pastor, you do not understand. These people are my friends. They can die for me. They are just comrades. Do not bring them into the room. This truth will save your life. Even when you misjudge people and they turn against you, as long as your room is secure, you will survive it. Deception is a big part of warfare. In warfare, you can make your comrades or constituents think they are confident. Then they will show themselves. These are tactics in warfare, but that is beyond the scope of our current discourse. Let us pray. Father, I am grateful for the confidants you have brought into my life. Help me identify them so I can honor and value them as I ought. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.